Hi there. Welcome back. You're listening to The Chakra Show, and I'm Neil, bringing you and sharing my shamanic journeys to the spirit realm and my conversations with the spirits. So for today's journey, the purpose of this journey is to travel to the upper world to request the spirits for guidance around how do we manage when so much of the news that we read and hear and see is so disturbing. I traveled up from the mountain towards the upper world, going up and up and up, and eventually finding myself at a very familiar flight of pink-white steps. I walk up the steps, get to a landing, and for the moment, don't see anybody around, so I call in the spirits of the upper world. And I ask them to come be with me and give me guidance around this request of how do we manage when so much of the news that we read and hear is so disturbing. And I go through the names of each one of my spirit teachers of the upper world, calling them in. Then one of them arrives and takes me through the air, and I'm carried, transported to the very top of a tower that is part of a castle. So I'm up in the top of this tower, looking out onto the landscape below. And I understand that I'm being shown that all the drama and difficulty and upset of the world is being shown to me as if it's far below. I'm up in this tower, and the understanding is that one way of managing this very disturbing news is to be as if one was isolated, away from the drama, and not being affected by the tumultuous world below. The spirits say that one aspect of this is to ask, is it my business? And that a lot of what goes on is really not one's business. I ask, but what about being aware of and really disturbed by things that seem to be causing suffering? The spirits say that that is another issue. On the one hand, it is important to recognize and discriminate between what should concern one and what is just noise. And they give me a powerful analogy, a visual analogy of a ship that's grounded on the shore, and there's one person trying to push that ship back into the water. Impossible. They say that in this analogy, what moves the ship back into the water is not pushing the ship, but waiting for the tide to turn. At a certain point, a high tide will come and the boat will be able to float off. So there is a message here of being patient and trusting that things will change over time. And I say, yes, I see the point, but what about when there is suffering and injustice and one really wants to help? They say one does need to make these distinctions of what's not your business and what will change just through the passage of time, but then there is when one can get involved. And one's involvement for most people is going to be what might feel like a very small involvement that doesn't get to the very biggest issues, but one can still help. And they give me another analogy of having your own chickens and then giving out eggs to people who are hungry. One might say that that doesn't do anything to the fundamental issue of poverty, but on a very practical level, one is helping people in a very direct way. The spirits say that the big issues like poverty are so big and so entrenched in society that mainly those issues can be dealt with by people who are working in those fields, in very high up organizational and administrative positions where overall policy and implementation can be changed, because one is in that very high level position, which very few of us are. They say, of course, that there have been exceptions where individuals have become crusaders for justice or human rights, but in those very rare crusading situations, an individual has been able to make a difference. But most of us have neither the skills, nor the time, nor the freedom, nor the huge, driven, saintly enthusiasm to create social change on a large scale. But we can create social change on a small scale with generosity, with kindness, and even by just being polite, being nicer to other people, being helpful to other people. I ask, what about something like the war in Ukraine? The spirits say that what is one's business is what one can reasonably do something about. So one could reasonably, for example, donate clothes or food or money to those who are suffering in the war. But the bigger picture of negotiating an end to the war, it's just not something that an ordinary, everyday person can do. And there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people employed in positions where they are trained and paid to help change those dreadful situations, like people who work for the United Nations or the State Department. And one just has to leave that level of involvement to the people who work at that level of business. They say, the spirits say, stick to the territory where you can make a difference if you're wanting to help, and recognize what's not your business. I say, there is still the issue of reading the news and feeling so depressed and anxious. They say, yes, that's true, but we should be willing to limit our exposure to the news, that most of it is not necessary for us to know. It doesn't add anything to our lives, and it does, in fact, take away from our emotional well-being. They say we need to be very discriminating when we listen and read. But, unfortunately, there is almost an entertainment aspect to reading or listening or watching the news. They say we should be ruthless. They say a newspaper is a very good way of getting the news, because one can see a headline and immediately decide not to go further. One can immediately go on to something else and not read that article. They say a big part of what can guide us is the overall notion of what can I expose myself to that is good for me. The spirits say, be kind, be helpful, be polite, make a practical difference where you can. And for most people, that's on a relatively small level, but that certainly counts. A few people are in positions where they might be able to make a difference to the big picture. But for most of us, they say, just look after yourself, look after your friends, look after your colleagues, your family. There's plenty of looking after to do. Be kind with what you ingest in the form of news and videos. They say we can view things like we're in the corner of one huge, big, untidy room, and all we have to do is just keep our little corner clean and neat. And they say sometimes one gets excited about the feeling of being involved. The spirits say, don't do that. The drums change and call me back, and I thank the spirits for this flow of very helpful information that they have given me. I walk back down the pink steps and start going back down and down and down, and thank the spirits for this wonderful information. So thank you. You've been listening to Neil of the Chakra Show. We have to go on our break now, and when we come back, Vivian will continue with messages from crystals.